I can watch your ears again here. All right. It's 6 o'clock, and we are going to open the second public hearing, which is the public hearing on the Fiscal 27 Truth and Taxation Interim Budget. The truth and taxation process is a multi-month process or procedure. It is state mandated if you wish to adjust your property tax rate. There are many, many hoops to jump through. And you have to hit every single one. You can't miss out on anything, or else the board that you submit all your files to will reject it. So it is actually not a requirement to have a public hearing at this point in time. It will be a requirement in August. But since we were having a public hearing for the other pathway we were following, we decided let's go ahead and have one now for the interim budget for truth and taxation as well. It does not preclude us from having the one that we will do in August. We will do that as well, provided we're still pursuing truth and taxation at the time. So at this point, we will invite our finance director back, Sherry Broadbent, will come back. She will present on the interim truth and taxation budget. You will see a number of things that are different because it proposes that we are able to write, I call it righting the ship. We knew we were starting out incorporation upside down financially, so this is our attempt to right the ship, balance our budget in the clearest, most equitable way, to which our opinion is through property tax. All right, Sherry Broadbent.
All right, am I sharing my screen?
You are sharing your screen.
Okay. All right. So for anyone that's joining right now, I just want to review that this information I'm sharing is on the website under the finance department. And we are doing two parallel paths for the budget right now. You can read more about it in the budget book, and it also has more details on many items. If after going through this you still have questions, please contact a council member and we will get more information up. So, how you can tell which budget you're looking at, if you look at the title on this one, it does say Interim Truth and Taxation Budget, and it also has the proposed tax increase in this detail underneath the title. So, this budget is a little bit different. It is an interim budget. If the city is allowed to raise taxes, you will still have more time to learn more. You'll have more time to give input. There will be a public hearing in August. So I just want to make that clear that if the city is allowed to raise taxes, there will still be more time to get more information and clear up some of the confusion. So this budget does have an extra column. And I'll talk about that in a minute. So the interim budget, what the state wants is the public to know that the city will not be allowed to start spending money based off of a tax increase until it's actually passed in August. So it does look a little bit different in the budget. You'll see proposed additional property tax. You'll see the conditional decrease in municipal energy tax. The council wants to eliminate the municipal energy sales tax if they're able to raise property taxes. So that is why there's this negative here in the budget. The other column right next to it on the left will kind of show you where the money will go. So it'll make more sense when we get down to the expense side. So in this budget, let me show you. They will not do the transportation utility fee. So you'll see that over here on the left-hand side, it's zero. It's not there if they're able to raise taxes. There's a couple of reasons for this. There are property tax relief programs for individuals on limited fixed incomes. The council members realize it's money's tight right now, and they would prefer to raise property taxes instead of implementing a transportation utility fee. They'd also like to decrease that municipal energy tax by getting the revenue from the property tax revenue instead. That allows those programs to already be in place to help residents. In this budget, we also want to be very transparent on where the money was going. So that is why there's two columns. This restricted tax increase reserve, this amount in yellow, that's some money that they will not spend until a tax increase is approved. and these items over in green, that's where that money will be spread out. So you can see the salaries and wages are higher, the benefits are higher, the computers and equipment's higher, the software, legal services, engineering services, other professional services, code enforcement. So that is kind of how you can interpret this budget and how you can read about it. It is confusing, but we try to do our best to make sure that we show both sides of it so you could see how the property tax rate would affect these individual departments. And that's also why we have the property tax impact schedule that also shows how these departments will be affected. So roads, this is the big decrease. It does go down. You can see if there's not a tax increase, that this amount is restricted, that they will not be able to spend it. Let's see. Also, our building department, the wages decrease. And the money that they save by not doing those positions, they will help put into a fund balance. Let's see, the community development, the big changes in that department are also the decreases in wages. The engineering services has decreased, and the planning services are decreased. So when we in the budget book, you see that it talks about studies being delayed and services being delayed. This is a big part of where that will happen. Over on the right, you see that is that amount that those all add up to the differences. The public works, which those are highlighted green, but those are actually the same. Because the public works director will start in July. That was my error highlighting those green today. I apologize. The water is reduced. The engineering infrastructure observation is increased. The stormwater is at 5,000. So this is the big, this 217,000 is the big difference in the public works. The stormwater management needs a study done, and that is the big difference. Is with the tax increase, they'll be able to do those studies that will help change the infrastructure that's needed. Let's see, we also have funds for grants. You need a matching share, but without the tax increase, the matching share that we're set aside will be reduced from 80,000 to 40,000. And the restricted increase in tax reserve funds will change. So it is confusing having the two different budgets. So please, if you have questions, please reach out. If you have questions on the personnel, that's on page 12 of the budget book. The big differences in this budget is the removing the municipal energy tax, and they do not want to implement the transportation utility fee. Is there anything else that I missed, council members, that you want to point out?
Just put something that this is the budget where we look to right the ship. It is not a wish list budget. It is literally paying our bills. So it is not going out and building City Hall or doing anything else. It is saying we have over 100 miles of roads and it costs over $2 million to pick up snow and to chip seal them, not even the, everything, just a few a year. This is where we pay our bills. So not necessarily over and above, but we want to do it in the clearest, most equitable fashion. So you see the reduction of the municipal energy tax and the removal of the transportation utility fee. We would not be doing those things because we would want to balance the budget. The way that we've been trained in the municipal training that we went through is you want your budgets to have your sales tax and your property tax. We don't want to play a shell game of like, well, we didn't raise your taxes, but we have all these fees. The same money's coming out of your pocket. We might as well have it be clear and transparent. In addition to the fact that property tax comes with relief mechanisms, there's green belt for farmers, there's all kinds of things that help lower those fees for people that Transportation utility fees and energy taxes don't come with the same relief program. So we prefer to do it in a clear, transparent, equitable way.
One other comment about property taxes. No one likes property taxes. Why is it, what's another reason it is preferred to these fees? For you residents, full-time residents, and I presume almost all of you are, you get the residential break in your property taxes, while the non-residents for whom this is a second home, not a primary residence, they're paying less than 100%. We get a cut of
You get 55 or
40%.
45.
Yeah, so again, it is more equitable across the board, and it also recognizes the primacy of residents in this valley and the privileges that people have if they are non-residents to be here.
I'm gonna go ahead and then I want to make sure we open up the public hearing because we have a meeting after this.
Sherry, can you, for the audience, go over again what we mean by the restricted amounts in the final column so that everybody understands the real reason that those restricted amounts are there?
Yeah,
As
so right.
it's confusing, so say it one more time.
It is really confusing. So, for example, in this building department, right now we have $119,550. So this basically says that the city will not hire the personnel unless the tax increase is approved. So that's why this column over here with the highlighted numbers is bigger, because if the tax increase is approved, that is where the money will go. So
So
right here.
the yellow equates to the green, to some of the greens in each of the categories, where
Yeah.
the difference in it.
Well, and that is, I did that for the meeting tonight, the yellow and green. The information online does not have it highlighted. The numbers are still the same, but I did that tonight to just show what that restricted amount is, because it is confusing.
But this is also, this confusing measure is also state mandatory. So this is part of a new bill that was passed this year, specifically about student taxation. They reformatted some of the things and the requirements that you have to meet in order to go through and successfully go through student taxation. And one of them is they wanted to reformat the budget so that you show not just what you're proposing, but an alternate budget in case you don't get it approved, you're not spending money that wasn't approved yet. So you have two separate columns. If we are approved, one column drops off, but not until we're approved, which is a couple months from now.
City still has to continue functioning in July and August until they know if there is a tax increase. So that is why they need to pass a budget, is so that during that month they can still maintain core functioning services. So
So
they want the public to have time for input and to be able to review it.
yeah, 6:13. I want to make sure we have all the time for public hearing that people would request. So again, public hearings are very topic specific. This topic for this public hearing is this particular budget, which is the fiscal 27 Truth and Taxation interim budget. It is not a final budget. That will come in August with another actually required public hearing. This one is just on the House by us. And we'll start with people in the room and then we'll go to people online. If you're online, you should be muted at the moment, but raise your hand and we'll be able to take you off. If you're in the room, please step forward to the line, state your name, state your address, and we would love to hear from you regarding the Fiscal 27 Truth and Taxation Interim Budget.
Hello.
Oh.
I am Craig Hansen, 3909 North River Drive in Utah. Some people in the room may know me as the person who is a friend of taxes. Previously, when people came up to this tape piece of tape on the floor and said, no new taxes, no new taxes, I'm the one who would stand up and say, if you're in a two-person household, you probably pay less than $5 per month in city property taxes. And I talked to all the candidates, including the ones that are here that have been elected, and said, yes, double my property taxes. Yes, triple my property taxes. Because when I call and I want a pothole filled, I want the answer to be there's money in the budget for that pothole. This budget is shocking. Shocking. They won't answer you because of hearing. Who in the room knows how much the tax rate is going to go up based on what they've said so far? Have they verbally told you how much the tax rate is going up percentage-wise or anything?
It's money.
Including my big percent.
Okay. If you look at the mill rate, so a couple of people, did everyone know that? Okay, well, hopefully. If you look at the mill rate, it's 6.2 times. Okay. 6.2 times to get from the mill rates that are in that top of that we have people up here in the council that have been talked about their I want to say value-oriented heritage and being very prudent with tax dollars. I think that this budget has to go back and be rescribed. Okay. I've sent in some of the minor things about that in written feedback. I'll send more. When I look at the feasibility study versus this, a feasibility study, I believe roads was about 2 mil. This is about 2.1 mil. We've always said roads were the problem. Roads are not the problem here. The roads budget is within 5% of what the feasibility study was. Police is up 200K. Okay, that's a good chunk. But the feasibility study budget was like 4 million even for 2026. This is, if we scroll to the bottom, what are we at? 7.7, almost double. If we look at the personnel that's in here, that's one place that we can perhaps achieve some savings by doing things maybe not as good, okay, maybe slower, okay, but maybe instead of a full-time city manager, a full-time administrative assistant, a full-time planner. We have a 20-hour-a-week person who does city management and planning. And maybe we get less done. But for the city we are and for the where we were, to me, the almost doubling of the budget that was in the feasibility study is quite shocking. Thank you.
Can I point out one thing?
Actually, just I feel hang tight. We're not going to do a back and forth right now, but there is a time in the meeting that we can address any questions or whatnot if that's. If you want to clarify something, is.
Yeah, I did want to clarify that the TAN amount in this is making the budget look bigger than it is. It's just a cash flow number. It's not spending more money. It was just the estimated cash flow need at the time, and it is going to be lower. So we didn't want to change the budget. We were trying to keep it as separate as possible. But that is one thing I do want to clarify that I forgot to mention because we initially thought we would need more just for cash flow. So I apologize for not mentioning that earlier.
Thank you. Anyone else from inside the room that wants to give testimony to respond? Yeah.
Shane Dunleavy, Eden Valley Opportunity. I'm going to disagree with what you just said. I don't find this budget shocking. I find the feasibility study shocking and frankly fraudulent. We should not be in this situation because of the feasibility study. Many of us saw the feasibility study was flawed. We tried to communicate it to the sponsors. The sponsors repeated that the county was subsidizing, or I'm sorry, that we were subsidizing the county. That was not true. Frankly, I think there should be an investigation into the feasibility study, into sponsors' relationship to ORB, Lieutenant Governor's office. I do think there was fraud. Probably nothing we can do about it now, but yeah, I support the budget.
Thank
Name is Bruce Johnson. I live in Eden, and I really want to compliment the fact that we have people here that are challenging some of these issues. My biggest concern is property taxes in general. Okay? I don't look at them as a property tax. I look at them as a property penalty. We've all heard life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? Life, liberty, it was originally written the pursuit of property. Okay? You don't own, even if you paid off your mortgage, you don't own a home. Don't pay your property taxes and see what happens. I don't think property taxes are a viable way to go. But if we're going to look at property taxes in the interim, I would say, what happens to the farmers? What happens to the ranchers? Or what happens to people like me that are 80 years old and when I retired, I knew I wasn't going to fly to Davos, Switzerland or someplace like that, but I knew I was going to be able to comfortably take care of myself and my family. Bring taxes and price of food, everything else. Okay. I thought I had it figured out, but I don't. I'm just going to remind people of one thing. 1904, if you had a $50 bill, you could have went in and bought 2.5 ounces of gold. The only thing that goes up is inflation and taxes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else inside the room? Are there any hands raised?
No.
I'm going to give it another 30 seconds. Our city meeting will directly follow the closing of the public hearing, so I want to give everybody another 30 seconds, 34, 45 seconds to see if anything jumps loose that you want to make sure you say. Otherwise, please remember that the council is looking to take action a week from today. So you still have plenty of time to call, write, come talk to us. We have 3 days of office hours every week that are staffed by council members. We usually have at least 2 meetings a week these days. We're hoping once we get the land use adopted that that'll start breaking down to a regular once a week meeting. But right now we're still meeting multiple times a week. You're welcome to come in and talk to us at any point. Our emails, our phone numbers, everything are printed in the paper and online, yes. And so by all means, reach out at any point. You know, if you're like me at 2 in the morning, you get woken up with thought, feel free to put it down. We'd love to hear it. Any hands raised online? I'll close out the public hearing though. Any hands online?
No ma'am.
Anybody in the room going once? Going twice? Is your question before closing the public hearing?
It doesn't matter. I haven't recognized it yet. Let me solicit more questions.
We'd be in a very long sentence.
We do, but it starts at
Right now, it starts at 6, it's 6:23.
okay. Notice them. When did the hearing start?
At 5:30 and at 6 o'clock, and our
6.
meeting was going to happen as soon thereafter
Okay,
in the
so
public.
we're not together. I want to hear from Dawn. This stormwater study, which
Oh, I'm going to ask that that happen in the meeting because it's actually an agenda item to discuss the budgets in the meeting. This is for public comment on the budget. So let's just make sure we keep everything agenda specific. So
okay.
for council to speak, that's in the meeting, which will it's right up front. It's
Okay.
right up front in that meeting. So if there are no other people wishing to speak in the public hearing, going once, going twice, I'm gonna close the public hearing as I did with the first one. So we're just gonna say we're closing this public hearing.